I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Sri Lanka's 25-year-long civil war seems to be moving toward a bloody end. The country's military is fighting its way through the last sliver of Sri Lankan territory held by Tamil Tiger rebels. The fighting has resulted in a humanitarian drama as tens of thousands of civilians flee the violence. But there are fears that many have been killed. The BBC's Charles Haviland is in Sri Lanka's capital, Colombo. And Charles, can you give us an idea of what's been happening?
Well, what we really can't tell is how many have been killed in the last few days. We have such incredibly differing accounts. The Tamil Tiger rebels said on Tuesday that 1,000 civilians had been killed the day before in government shelling. The government, by contrast, says 30 civilians have died in the last 3 days, all of them killed by the Tamil Tigers, including in a series of suicide bombings. Journalists cannot get anywhere near the conflict zone. So it is very difficult, not to say impossible, to work out who's telling the truth and what's really going on.
Is that where you're getting your information from? I mean, there are such great disparities between what the government there says and what the rebels say.
We've had a lot of information from the government since Monday morning. They showed us some extraordinary images that appear to have been taken on Monday by unmanned Air Force aircraft early in the morning. That was showing this great exodus of civilians by the thousands or tens of thousands. We get a lot of footage. We've had some more today of civilians who've been evacuated onto a beach looking truly wretched, truly miserable, some of them with bloody wounds showing. Without being able to go near that zone as media people ourselves, we are rather at the mercy of what is being fed to us, and generally it's being fed to us by one of the two polarized warring sides in this bitter ethnic dispute.
And remind us, Charles, this civil war going on in Sri Lanka, what's at stake? What are they fighting over?
The island's population is divided into Sinhalese, Tamils, and smaller groups, including Muslims. The Sinhalese are about 80%, I believe. The Tamils are less than 20%. And the main fault line is between them. In 1983, things got really bad. There was a killing of about 2,000 Tamils by Sinhalese mobs in return for the killing of, I think, some soldiers by some Tamil extremists. That was the year in which the war began in earnest, even though there'd been tensions beforehand. The Tamil Tigers arose as the main and most powerful militant group fighting for a Tamil homeland, which is something they say they still believe in and they will struggle for. The government feels that the war is nearly over and that aim of the Tamil Tigers is about to be defeated and crushed.
I'm wondering if that prediction is premature. I mean, the Tamil Tigers have fought back from near defeat before, haven't they?
They have fought back from near defeat before. The government is particularly, antagonistic towards the rebels since the breakdown of a long ceasefire which held in 2002, 2003, 2004, something they squarely blame the Tamil Tigers for because they say the Tamil Tigers just used that pause to rearm and strengthen themselves. So there is a sense on the government side that they want to, in the words of some in the government, finish this matter off. And they do feel that the Tamil Tigers are not going to suddenly bounce back again. You never know. The Tigers can spring surprises, as they did in February, just a couple of months ago. They suddenly launched surprise air raids on this city of Colombo, even as they were being pushed back on land to that tiny pocket. So you never know, but the government clearly thinks it's onto its winning streak.
The BBC's Charles Haviland is in Colombo, Sri Lanka. Thank you for speaking with us.
You're welcome.